Let's head into the show because it's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. Don't shake my hand. For some reason, this summer has been my time to accompany my mom and Bob to multiple doctor appointments. Not something I relish. However, all of these appointments are always a guarantee of head-shaking moments of unbelievable behavior on the part of doctors, nurses, and healthcare staff. Always plenty of food for good show material. And Bob's appointment last week did not disappoint. We've talked so many times on this program about hand washing and the correct protocol for proper glove use. Well, it doesn't take much of a brain to figure out that if doctors and nurses run around all day and don't wash their hands, they will spread bacteria, germs, disease all over the place. Even a child can understand this basic fact. Yet study after study shows that doctors wash their hands maybe 50% of the time, maybe more when the hand washing solution is placed at the correct location, maybe less when they have a heavy workload. This gets studied over and over again, gets published in medical journals, articles, papers. It's ridiculous. Here's a recurring theme that I've documented for myself during all of this summer's appointments. No one is washing hands, and I don't need a study to prove it. Here's how it goes. The nurse or assistant ushers you in the exam room, opens the door, obviously handling the doorknob, moves the chairs around, sits at the computer, and yes, computers and keyboards are in every exam room because computers have become an indispensable component of the healthcare environment as more hospitals implement electronic solutions to improve patient safety. Back to that in a minute. So this person asks a bunch of questions, types the answers into the computer, grabs the blood pressure cuff, takes the reading, types that into the computer, hangs onto the doorknob, says, "Good to see you," and walks out. No hand washing, coming in or going out. Okay, now the doctor knocks on the door, handles the doorknob, and for what reason, I don't know, immediately extends a germy hand and desires to shake on it. "Oh, please don't do that. My hand is clean." "Not now." He or she moves a chair, sits down, and once again types into the computer. Then, depending on the situation, this person with unwashed hands palpitates your neck, listens to your heart, touches you all over, sits back down at the computer, types some more using the keyboard, moves the chair, shakes your hand, bids farewell, touches the doorknob in order to escape, and off we go. Once again, no hand washing. Yet, get this, during the wait between seeing the nurse and the doctor, which was a good 25 minutes, I had plenty of time to watch the computer's screensaver, tout the virtues of the hospital, which included a repeated 30-second image of someone scrubbing their hands, lots of sudsing and bubbles, and some well-crafted Madison Avenue marketing mumbo statements about their ongoing concern for patient safety. Sadly, the only hand-washing I witnessed was during that video. So this takes me to a new infection control problem. Technology. We are quickly reaching the point where all patient medical records, including x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, will be stored in digital form. Users, including doctors, nurses, and staff, will input and retrieve these records using a keyboard, a mouse, a touchpad, the touchscreen. Why? Because hospitals must comply with federal regulations that mandate electronic medical record keeping as a condition to receive government funds. We already know that computer keyboards are one of the top five germiest surfaces in the workplace. And the typical office doesn't deal with blood, stool, MRSA, C. diff, and a host of other bacteria and superbugs. A study conducted by the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Washington, D.C., isolated bacteria from 95% of its keyboards. The keyboards were found to harbor a host of pathogens, including stool organisms and fungus, and at least one strain was vancomycin, an antibiotic resistant. If the current rapid use of technology continues, computer keyboards will soon become standard equipment in patient rooms, basically bringing technology to the patient. Or will it be bringing infection to the patient? In a new study, Dr. Gary Noskin and his colleagues studied three types of bacteria commonly found in hospital environments. They contaminated computer keyboards and keyboard covers with the bacteria and examined the germ's ability to survive on both surfaces. They then found that these bacteria could survive up to 24 hours after being put on keyboards and covers. The research also showed that after any contact with the keyboards, gloved and ungloved hands frequently became contaminated as well. This problem is especially important in hospitals and other healthcare environments where patients are at risk of contracting bacterial infections from healthcare providers who use computers, according to Dr. Noskin. Now, he presented these findings at the 15th annual scientific session of the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America in Los Angeles very recently. And the study generated coverage from various news outlets, including CNN, the Chicago Sun-Times, and Reuters. Well, I just love when they do these studies and present findings as if this were some kind of rocket science revelation. All you have to do is be a simple-minded patient like myself and watch what happens for 10 minutes to figure out the negative ramifications. But no, after locating study after study, I found this pearl of wisdom at the end of some scientific paper. It suggests, I quote, "We recommend future studies. More research is required on the field of computer devices acting as reservoirs for nosocomial pathogens and the actual risk of cross-infection through the computers. Furthermore, we recommend that these studies should go beyond computer devices and also include other electronic devices commonly used in hospitals that have the potential to act as reservoirs for infections, such as phones, pagers, personal digital assistants, and so on." Oh, let me unquote that. More studies? How about this? Wash your hands, especially before and after contact with a computer keyboard. Hospitals and doctors' offices must review their keyboard cleaning policies, and that includes disinfecting the keyboard and the mouse and washing hands. In fact, there are companies making medical-grade keyboards that are waterproof and antimicrobial. If I worked in a doctor's office or a hospital, I would put gloves on simply to protect myself before using the public computer keyboard. Even at home, I wipe down my keyboard and desk with a sanitizing wipe every few days. And I'm the only one who uses them. But then the whole glove situation is another story. While waiting and watching the screensaver for nearly a half hour during Bob's appointment, I looked at the three boxes of gloves attached to the wall. The gloves are jammed into the box every which way. Two of the boxes had gloves hanging out with the fingers dangling. Not that anyone used them, but if they did, now we have an unwashed, bacteria-laden hand grabbing the fingers of the glove prior to putting them on, thus contaminating the glove. Wearing these infected gloves increases the risk of cross-contamination and reduces the safety of both the user and the patient. I actually found and spoke to someone recently who has a company that makes the glove dispensing box so that the wrist portion of the glove hangs out instead of the fingers. So some solutions are out there, folks. Now, although I think I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago, when I asked a nurse about this previously with the fingers dangling outside of the glove, she answered, "These gloves are to protect me, not you." Not the right answer, but at least she was honest. Well, here's my bottom line. Instead of attempting to blind me with screensavers that flash happy hand washing, how about addressing the problem of cross-contamination brought on by technology? I don't need to be dazzled by a screensaver. I need my doctor or nurse to enter the room and wash hands. I need my doctor or nurse to be a thinking person, to consider that everyone is touching the same keyboard and that cross-contamination is the number one healthcare hazard. I need my doctor or nurse to be mindful and careful with my health. And I'm not even going to go into how much radiation is being generated by these devices. Suffice it to say that I bring my acoustimeter to these appointments, a little handheld device that measures the amount of radiation in the environment. And I don't know how these healthcare people are going to survive. The levels are similar to sitting in a microwave oven with the door shut on full power. Technology in healthcare is creating unforeseen problems as everyone rushes to embrace it without giving any thought to the negative effects. damaging healthcare workers and patients. It's a bad scene, and that's why it is more important than ever to stay out of the healthcare environment if you can, and to be mindful of cross-contamination opportunities as doctors and nurses disregard hand washing and glove protocol. Call them out on it. Don't meekly ask them if they would mind washing their hands. Wash your hands before you touch me. And please don't shake my hand.